Françoise Rolls is the only woman serving on a board of 14 at a top Belgian real estate company, Cofinimmo. She got here through hard work, but continues to be outnumbered. This is the reality at thousands of European companies, where 85% of board members are men. As a result, countries like Norway, France, Belgium, and Spain have been introducing gender quotas to reverse the trend. But the EU wants it to catch on everywhere, and a year ago, new rules were proposed to force European-listed companies to add more female board members by the year 2020 or face serious sanctions. It's hoped more harmonized rules will drive change more quickly. Françoise Rolls, board member of Cofinimmo.
Nominations in boards are there for four people, are there for 4 or 5 years. So even if everybody is convinced that women, there should be more women in the seats of the board, it takes time because you cannot just simply say to a man, you have to make place for a woman. If you wait only on how the society is going to evolve, it will take too long.
So far, an EU parliamentary committee has given the law a green light, but it's likely to face opposition from some member states, like the UK, who say a one-size-fits-all quota will not help women or business. Marina Yannakoudakis is a member of the European Parliament.
We have found in the United Kingdom the voluntary approach is actually increasing women on boardrooms. Where we have had quotas, and the example is Norway, we found that it's a very false picture and it does not actually increase women participation on executive level. There is an example of one woman who holds 90 positions on non-executive posts in Norway.
To those that say women could become professionally undermined, supporters of gender quotas say the corporate world is far from meritocratic as it is. Françoise Rolls again.
They call it the old boys network. So I know you, you know me. And it's that's going to have to change. The fact that they will have to look for women will also require that a profile is defined, that there is a gap analysis between the people who are on the board and who aren't. So on the contrary, I think it should enhance the professionalism of the way of recruiting board members.
According to Catalyst, an organization promoting diversity, companies with more women on boards outperform those with less by more than 60%. The EU thinks accelerating diversity will boost much-needed economic growth. But the biggest obstacle to the law might simply be adversity to more rules from Brussels, at a time when the EU has pledged to cut red tape for business. Even if everyone is on board with putting more women in the boardroom. Sandra Gottman, Brussels.